One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live around the world on WWRV 3.185 and tonight 5050 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Got a great one for you tonight. I want you to stay tuned. The sequence of events. That's the title of our message tonight. We're going to talk to you about the sequence. What's next, Pastor Buddy? Well, you know, there's so many things going on today. Weather, it's wild. We don't know what to expect from day to day. Now the most important news is the weather. Weather, the waves of the seas raging, it's just all of a sudden we have a great change. Well, for the summary, first of all, it's no mystery. Tonight, by the grace of Yahweh, let's go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. The first thing that our Messiah told us about the sign of his coming would be a falling away unbelief. Second, many would come in his name saying he was the anointed. There's plenty of anointed. There's many antichrist anointed. So watch those that come in a name that you believe in, but it could be that it's not the correct name. Wars and rumors of wars. We got them going on, huh? You're going to hear more of them lately. Here we are now. They're trying to revive. Notice this now. All of a sudden, the president of Israel, is over here trying to broker his side of the story to the American people. And, of course, you know, we've always supported the Jews. We have been told that 5 million of those died. And these horrible, evil Germans afflicted them awfully. And they've always had sympathy over here, the Jews, those that claim to be Jews over there in the sandbox. So then, we've had famines, pestilence, earthquakes. That's going on right now, right? Well, you've not seen anything yet. I do believe that they're setting us up before, now this is man, the New World Order, to rule by chaos. That's their goal. And it looks like we're being set up for a famine, a long-term famine. They're spraying in the heavens, blocking out something. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, you can't grow anything. The food don't taste the same. It's GMO'd. Everything's changing. They don't have our permission to do things, but they do it anyway. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and to kill you. Well, isn't that Jacob's a time of trouble? And yet the church world is being told that the tribulation is going to be on the wicked. Now, wait a minute. The Bible says the days of trouble, such as never was until now, will be upon the righteous. The Christians are teaching a rapture. They're getting out of here, ladies and gentlemen. And so they're taking off to somewhere. And then they're going to rain fire and brimstone down on the wicked. And I don't know how long that's going to last. But that's their sequence. Their sequence of events. They go to church every Sunday now, especially now, believing it might be their last week. Believing that these events are going to happen soon, according to the Bible, and that the church is going to be raptured out before the Great Tribulation. Now, then Satan is going to come back and he's going to wreak havoc with the planet and he's going to have everybody worshiping him and he's coming in peacefully. Yet the Christians say it's going to be a war and stuff like this. The Bible actually is very clear about the sequence. The sequence of events to happen. We're going to have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Look like we're heading towards that right now, don't it? Well, let's see if they can broker peace between the Palestinians and the Jews, and they can live in peace. They'll have a treaty. And as the Christian says, well, you know, they're going to, Satan or the Palestinians or whoever they think it is, he's going to break the treaty after 3.5 years, and he's going to fool the Jews, and they're going to be caught in the middle, and I don't know what's going to happen to them. I know one thing, the Christians are going to be out of here. According to most of these people, they're revising their predictions. They're already started predicting that the Christian church is going to be raptured. Here on May the 22nd, 21st or 22nd, I can't remember, but just a couple of days ago, we were told that the rapture was postponed once again. Now, this guy that's doing this is making a ton of money, I understand. And he just keeps on telling the church world to be patient. He'll get it right after a while. Well, ladies and gentlemen, should we follow something like that? Should we really look to some man to wonder where or when he's coming? Aren't the signs indicative enough that we should live a life that will be worthy of his coming? And whether we live or stay here to face the tribulation or whatever that we're to go through with, don't you think that Yahweh said he would make us a way to escape? That we would suffer tribulation 10 days? Who is these people? Well, most of the world is deceived, calling on a false name. That's for sure. And Satan is to battle. Christ is going to rapture out the church, then the tribulation, and then he's going to let them live in the mansions a while, and just about the time they get acclimated, he's going to come back to earth. They're coming with him, and then he's going to set up a 1,000 years of reign, and they're going to stay here, and we're going to have good times, and then people's going to be saved again. And then after 1,000 years is finished, here comes Satan again. It ain't nothing. I mean, it's so confusing. We've got Gog and Magog and Ezekiel's temple and the Battle of Armageddon and animals and demons and so on and so forth. The millennial reign and post-trib, you know, that sort of thing. Are you getting a little tired of the sequence? The postponements of the raptures that they predict? Could we just look up and believe that we're living in the last days because that's what the Bible said we would do? That we would see all these things. Many will be offended and shall betray one another. That's already happening, isn't it? False prophets arising, deceiving many. When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Is it New Jerusalem or Old Jerusalem? Well, Pastor Buddy, don't you go to making light of that. That's Old Jerusalem over there where Jesus was crucified. And that's a holy city, and he's going to come back, and we're going to reign. He's going to sit on in the temple. Really? Many false prophets. The image is going to be worshipped instead of God. Somebody's going to sit there that claims to be God and ain't. In that day, he said, "Woe to the inhabitants of the sea and the earth, for the devil's come down unto you, knowing that he's has but a short time. He's full of wrath." That man of sin is going to be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, we can't have him here, both here at the same time. Can't have him sitting here in Jerusalem. We couldn't have Jesus there, and then the devil. Which one is it? Or is the devil coming as Jesus? Oh, that could be it. All right. Let's take that one just for a moment and kick it around. Did you know that they're teaching that Jesus is going to come back and sit on the throne and that the Jews will receive him then? They talk pretty bad about him right now, but they will, according to the Christian. Now, this is a Christian concept. They're going to adopt the Jews through their unbelief, and they're going to be converted. But the rest of the earth, woe to them, for the devil's come down to you. So Jews, they're going to be saved. And the man of sin is going to be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sits in the temple showing himself that he's God. Now, they can't both be here at the same time. Man of sin, has he come yet? Is he sitting in the temple? Is all going to be deceived? Whose names are not on the Lamb's book? Has that come to pass yet? I don't think so. Not yet. Now, immediately after the tribulation of those days, now, here again, here's the Christians talking. Well, the Christians are going to be raptured out. They're going to miss the tribulation. They're going over to heaven to the mansions. They're going to lay around up there. And then they're going to, at a time in the future, they're going to return to earth. And then Christ is going to reign 1,000 years. Well, what if it was someone that was capable of deceiving even the very elect? What about that? What if the sequence of events are being told today wrongly, that they are being deceived by someone that is changing the book like the tribulation? The Bible tells us that the true beings are going to go through the tribulation. That's Jacob's children. You know who that is. They never mention it. They talk about the Christians that are going to be raptured out before the tribulation. And during the tribulation, it's the wicked that's going to have reign and tribulation and whatever. But the Bible just don't uphold it. Why is it that we're being so deceived in the last days by a bunch of crafty people, Satan and his angels? The Bible said that immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens will be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. Christians got this in that sequence? I don't think so. They're wanting to jump out of here before the tribulation. Here it says, after the tribulation, he's coming. Well, it's a secret rapture, Pastor Buddy. Haven't nobody told you? Oh, it's a secret rapture. Okay. So he's going to slip in here like a thief in the night. He's going to rapture out the righteous, rain fire on the wicked, and then we're going to wake up next morning and realize they're all gone. There's been a rapture. This church is the Christian church. These gullible, deceived, ignorant, can't study, they can't sequence things. See, there's something wrong with these sequences here that Pastor Buddy's talking about. But, nevertheless, the whole world believes. I mean, everywhere I go, every Christian church that I check out, oh, we believe in the rapture. We're rapture ready. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, stars will fall from heaven, powers will be shaken, and we'll see him coming. Well, the Christians, according to that, they didn't receive the tribulation. They escaped the tribulation. They went up to their mansion, their proverbial cloud, their harp, wherever they're going. And then this earth is going to be filled with the dead, the wicked, and the unbelieving and all that. Then, here comes the Messiah. He's going to set up New Jerusalem. It's going to be here on earth. And everybody that's a Christian are going to be living for 1,000 years in that city. They're not going to learn war anymore. They're coming with peace. And then, after 1,000 years, Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison. He's going to go to the four corners and he's going to gather up these others. And they're going to wreak havoc on the land. Now, I don't know how they escaped to see that the Christians was in New Jerusalem. The Bible says that the wicked will surround the righteous, New Jerusalem. Going to have a battle. Going to have a great sound of the trumpet. The earth is going to melt with fervor and heat, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. The elements will melt away. All these sequences just don't add up. I mean, could you get a Christian to talk to Pastor Buddy and deliver me from this dilemma of confusion, of sequence? Oh, but of that day and know that hour knoweth no man. Well, while we are predicting the rapture, these churches believe in it. These false prophets oblige them. And when one day comes and another day goes, history is riddled in the past with these false prophets prophesying this junk and causing people to believe a lie and eventually be damned. What's going on here, Pastor Buddy? What's wrong with this sequence deal here? They just don't understand. I mean, we just got off a festival up here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And there was a lot of things that were taught to the people about sequencing and putting things in order. And such is the case. But it don't agree with any of this other stuff that's being preached. Now, we do agree that nation is rising against nation. We do agree that no man knows the day or the hour. How are you going to predict a day when you don't know it, but you say you do? And then when that day comes, you either have to eat crow, and feathers are hard to swallow. I remember that, brother. Feathers are hard to swallow when you don't have nothing to get them down. But a lot of people are eating crow today because of these false prophets in diverse places. Yes, it's true. Nations are rising against nations. Famine, pestilence, and all these things are to come to pass. But it would really surprise you if you knew the sequence of events. If you knew that the 1,000-year reign is almost over, instead of fixing to begin, would that surprise you? The 144,000 that were gathered in the first resurrection's already happened. Would that surprise you? Could you? Have you ever heard that? That we've had a first resurrection? That 144,000 males, no females. This was a strange resurrection. You say, well, that ain't mentioned in the Bible, Pastor Benny. Oh, yes, it is. It's mentioned there. You just can't find it. You don't want to read it. It's out of your sequence. You don't have it in order. The Bible says that when the Messiah was born, that Herod, with jealousy and envy, and murder on his mind, tried to kill him. Now, those who were killed, the Bible said they were beheaded. Well, can I read of a resurrection in the Bible? Call the first one, the first fruits, of 144,000 that were beheaded and raised with him in the first resurrection? Well, you say, I can't read that. I just ain't seen that in the Bible now, no word, glory to God. Well, would it surprise you if I told you that that sequence is in there? Would it surprise you that people today are hating the true name instead of promoting a false name? Would it surprise you when I would tell you that, yes, there's wars and rumors of wars. Yes, there's famines. Yes, there's earthquakes. Yes, there's pestilence. That's the signs going on right now. That sequence is right now happening. We'll say, well, that just makes it more urgent that we get ready for the rapture. Yeah, we missed that date, but we'll get it right here. We'll get one of our prophets. He'll hit on it here in a minute, and then we'll get it in proper sequence. Well, again, going right back to the same faulty sequencing as was before. You only have one more resurrection to mention in the Bible. After the first resurrection, or the first fruits, or those that are his at his coming. You say, I know he come. Well, see, that's the problem. I mean, he slipped right in here under your nose without you knowing, and he resurrected 144,000 and got them in the first resurrection, and that's bye-bye. They reign with him for 1,000 years. Again, would it surprise you if that 1,000 years is about finished and we're about to be in a no man's land between the two resurrections and before the happening of the final resurrection, that these signs will be given from heaven? They'll persecute you. They'll deliver you up. You'll be going into prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers. Won't even have to meditate. Yahweh will tell you. You shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you they shall cause to be put to death. Is that fixing to happen? When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, is that about to happen? Well, it looks like to me that there is some enemies of the Jews who are over in Jerusalem. And they say that's not fair. They're God's chosen people. We're not supposed to kill them, but they kill others. People with slingshots and rocks, they don't have no bullets. They don't have no guns. But we're told it's all right for them to be shot down when they throw a rock at a soldier so that they can protect their homeland. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of deceit going on in the world. Now, why would this deceit? Well, Daniel spoke about it. When you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, whosoever reads, let him understand. Could it have been some people that weren't authorized to stand in Jerusalem and do the things that they're doing? Is a great tribulation going to be caused by those who claim to be righteous and holy? You say, no, Pastor Buddy, he's going to kill the wicked. That's the wicked. Well, isn't that the time of Jacob's trouble? God's chosen people? You see, folks, again, we've got it all in disarray. Our minds, the sequencing, these false Christs and false prophets showing these signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. They've worked on this a long time. They've got it set up just like they want it. You've been indoctrinated by a lot of things that weren't right over the years. You've been told things as truth that were not truth. You've been told a lie to replace the truth, and you believe that. You're going to be so deceived that when you stand before him, you're going to say, well, we've done many wonderful works in your name. He's going to say, I didn't know you. I wonder why he didn't know them. I mean, they acted like they knew him. Were they deceived? Well, that's what it says here. They shall deceive the very elect. But those people that are talking about this, talking about deceiving somebody else. It's not them. They're always talking about someone else being deceived. Well, there's going to be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. Well, those signs have been there since the days of Sabbath that they broke and threw down, wouldn't keep, changed times and laws according to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Would not walk in to Yahweh's way, invented another time calendar, and threw Yahweh's times away. Distress on the nations with perplexity. I mean, these Christians are just wringing their hands and eating Rolaids and, you know, running, getting some nerve pills, and because they believe that the blooming of the fig tree is just about to happen. That God's people are at rest. They're there back in Jerusalem where God said they would be. Although we have to look over the 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, where he said, I'm going to move my people, Israel, out, and they ain't going to never return to this God-awful place. He can call it Sodom. He even tells us that he's coming back to destroy somebody that would destroy the earth. I wonder who that is. They promise you liberty, but they are the servants of corruption, and they are getting your mind out of the sequence. They don't want you to be ready to lift up your head about the time that your redemption draweth nigh, or sudden destruction. They're hollering peace. Why is it that those wicked Palestinians don't want peace? Us Jews have been for peace from the very beginning. Oh, really? Yeah? Yeah, we come back to our homeland. Now, it's all right for us to come back here and steal this land and blow the houses up of other people. We got to have this. This is our land. Where did the Almighty, who prophesied that he would remove disobedient, unthankful, unholy Israel out of the land and never bring them back? But then they took the name Israel and went back over there. Now they act like they're God's chosen people. You believe it. I believe it. Well, believe it. Well, preached it. Well, declared it. Where's the book? In that day when the Son of Man is to reveal, where's the book? When you see the armies compassing Jerusalem, well, there's three unclean spirits like frogs, and they all ascend on this holy city. which the Bible don't call it holy, but they're ascending there, and they're going to gather there, and they're going to battle there. The Bible said that if they kill you, they're going to think they're doing God a service. But it says when he comes back, every eye shall see him. He's coming back in a twinkling of an eye. But the day and the hour, Matthew 24:36, but the day and the hour no man knows, not even the angels. But every once in a while these preachers get a inside scoop. And they say, well, he's going to come on May the 22nd. Get ready. Everybody goes up there and gives this false prophet a pocket full of money. They don't need it no way. I mean, they raise millions of dollars. They print books and the sequence, something wrong with the sequence. Sequence, out of sequence. Never was in sequence. Corruptible. He spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree, and of all trees, when they now shoot forth. Yeah, you know your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. We had a great festival here just last week. 7 baptized in the great name of Yahweh. Not a mention of the rapture. We do believe it's the people of Jacob is going to be tribulated. We do believe that we have to be here to be tribulated. We don't think that, you know, we don't think that we're going to be raptured out. Why? Because Yahweh said every eye would see him. We'd all be here. We'd be going through the tribulation. It's a tribulation that the righteous seed of Jacob endures, according to Jeremiah 30:7. They're going to be delivered. They can't drink our blood, although they like to drink blood. They're not going to be able to hold on to our blood. You're always going to add some more blood in the street, and they want blood to drink. He's going to give it to them. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Luke 21:22. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince that stands up for the children of Jacob's people. It will be a time of trouble, such as not was since there was a nation, even until the same time. And at that time, thy people Israel shall be delivered. So it's Israel that's going through the tribulation. Well, Christians will say, well, we're not Israel. That's the Jews. You know, here's where we're having this problem. The sequence. Nothing works out in their sequences. They have to force pieces into the puzzle. For as the lightning shineth out of one part under heaven, shineth into the other part under heaven, so that also the Son of Man shall be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it come as also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given and married, until the day that Noah entered the ark. Flood came and destroyed all of them. Is he going to destroy all of them during the tribulation? Or is it the final coming when the Son of Man comes back with vengeance? Will the earth be destroyed? Will there be a new heaven and a new earth? How's that going to be? What would the saints come back to an earth that was going to be changed or burned up or destroyed? If it's not a new earth, wherein dwelleth no sea, no sun, right? Is that the new earth? The sequence of events has been changed by those who have put this false doctrine, this sandy foundational doctrine, into the house that they build, and it falls. Under scrutiny, under the word, under the prophetic word, under the truth, it falls down. What about the truth? Is it in the Bell Box Church? I haven't heard any of it. All they're prophesying is the 501(c)(3) agenda. They're to be good stewards of the 501(c) so that they can get their tax-exempt status. Well, we've got a new world order right now that is going to bring about the days when Satan and his angels will appear. There's going to be a league or a controversy or a conspiracy. They're all going to wad up together like snakes, because that's what they are, the New World Order leaders. We're not going to have a shiny, bright night run in that is righteous. The bright, shiny knight's coming in is the evil one. Oh yeah, they will worship him. That's what the sequence of events says. They shall worship him whose names are not on the Lamb's book. Not those that were, but those that were not will worship him. Who are these? That's when the Father's going to be revealed. And when we're going to have a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. We're not going to be reigning with him 1,000 years. 1,000 years is fixed to end for those that are appointed to wrath, that has not obtained salvation, and won't believe the truth. They love the lie. They love their ears tickled. But rejoice, heavens, and you that dwell in them, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down among you, sitting in the temple over in Jerusalem, where they've got him a temple ready to be built. Oh, yeah, but buddy, you know that's going to be Lord Jesus. He's going to let them start offering sacrifices again over there. But then what Daniel said, when you see the desolation of an abomination, when they start their sacrifices, is the blood of a goat or a bull going to keep you when you won't have the blood of the Lamb? The truth of the Lamb? The manifestation of the Lamb? The sequence of the Lamb? What good is it going to do you? Man, praise Yahweh. Yahweh is coming soon. Like a thief in the night. Nobody going to know about it. Don't be scared of these date setters. Don't worry about these that know what hour and day is coming. You can rest assured that Yahweh spoke to them. But, you know, they'll sure take what you bring them. You know, come on over here in Texas and we'll wait for this to be the pickup place.
people have been gathering up on mountains forever. I mean, this date set in false prophets and interrupters of the truth sequence to inject their artificial comings and goings. They have it their way. They can sit in a church filled with this false 501(c) agenda for a new world order. They're in with a new world order. We're not interested in seeing the great power and the wrath of Yahweh coming. They're not living like He's coming. Even the church world, some of the ungodliest people in the world, they're not honest, they're not sincere. You know what? Because they've been told, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get out in a rapture. Don't worry, we won't have to go through the tribulation. We'll escape that. Now, He could come any minute now. Be ready. And they meet up every Sunday, and they fly away into heaven. When the real righteous seed of Jacob will go through the tribulation. You see, a lot of people don't know who the righteous are. They don't have the sequence. They don't have that understanding that was written before the foundation of the world and said, I will call my sheep by my name. I will call my sheep by my name. They shall know me. Are you going to recognize the times? Well, you say, that's when you know the times is upon us. We've got wars. We've got rumors of wars. We've got famine. We've got pestilence. Again, let me give you a scripture. Let me give you a scripture and bring you back to reality. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you, and Yahweh is coming back to destroy them that would destroy the earth. Now, what's the sequence here? The rapture? Which resurrection? They got a sequence. They got to put in more resurrection when He comes back for the next final time. For what resurrection is that? That the dead is going to raise. We've had one resurrection already according to Matthew 27. Going to have another one? Yeah, at His coming, Paul mentioned we were going to have the final resurrection. Well, that's only two. How can we get these sequences that they're telling us about His ascension, and they're yo-yoing up and down heaven's couriers? You know, they're going to be raptured in and raptured out and raptured back in and raptured back out and raptured in. I mean, it never stops. Each one's got a win, a psalm, and a doctrine, and the sequences won't fit in the puzzle. These false prophets will promise you liberty when they themselves are nothing more than servants and corruptions of their filth and understanding. Well, we had a great festival. I'm really charged up, praise Yahweh. 11 days of preparing to meet Yahweh. Preparing for the rapture. Preparing for the resurrection. Preparing to follow Him where the signs are leading us. End time. Wars and rumors of wars. Yeah. Politicians lying. Yeah. World leaders conspiring. Yeah. Nothing new under the sun. Our Heavenly Father told us what to expect in the last day. We recognize the signs of His coming. We do believe that we are to keep Yahweh's festivals. Most churches turn into being political experts. You know, when a president goes, wants to go to service, he's a figurehead going to a figurehead church, and the people worship the head, the figurehead. Worship man. They worship the things of their hands, these mighty buildings, this doctrine of the Antichrist, the Baal church, bloodletting, blood drinking. Doesn't change. Same old, same old. Same old bigwig politicians promising liberty when they themselves are nothing more than corruption and filth. Praise Yahweh. Well, all of our folks that came, we had a good crowd, a good attendance. We got the chapel. Well, 95% completed was good enough to have the festival in it. We met. We enjoyed it. We fellowshiped. We talked to a few scriptures of truth, things that were spoken and hidden from the wise and prudent, revealed to the eyes of those that came. A lot of people drove a long way, flew in jets. Drove their automobiles 12 to 15 hours or longer. In fact, Brother Bob just got back yesterday. Drove, I mean, with the weather, as wild as it is, Arkansas's had about 30 inches of rain since he left, and he ain't been gone a little over a month and a half. Didn't even know where the I-40, I mean, here is the wind blowing automobiles off of I-40. We've had 12,000 storms. 12,000 since the first of the year. 12,000 calamities. And you don't think we're in the end time? Time to get your sequence in firing order. It's time for you to find an old-fashioned altar. Time for you to get baptized in the name of Yahweh. We baptize seven. This wonderful festival of Passover. Pentecost will be coming up. That's the next one we're going to be keeping. We'll be announcing it for you. Here at the King's Gate. Praise Yahweh. And Yahweh will bless. Yahweh has seen our folks come. And He saw to it that they got home safely. Praise Yahweh. And they were all blessed. We had fellowship, joy. We worshiped on the altar. We cursed the devil for all that was that. We blessed the people of Yahweh in heaven above. Blessing and cursing. Deuteronomy 27 for your reading enjoyment. Let me get off here tonight. Praise Yahweh. My time is coming, don't you? Listen to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. You can call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. That's area code 423-351-1082. If you'd like to write me, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater. Sweetwater. Ain't much Sweetwater left on earth. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, all the folks that attended, they found the property. No one got lost. Praise Yahweh. No one that I know of had any car trouble. They all got here safe and sound, and as I understand it, most of them got home safe and sound. Now, you see, it wasn't a hard thing. You should have attended. You missed out on seven opportunities to see seven people accept the name of Yahweh, repent, and were baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this gospel must first be preached. Keep the sequence correctly. Oh yeah, the signs are evident that we are in perilous times. But again, like I said, it's the evil, wicked man that is destroying the earth. Not the Father. Not his angels. When he pronounced all these woes, 90% of it was brought about by man's disobedience, by sin, and by the manifestation of Satan working his magic as he gathers the people together to worship Satan in the personage of Jesus Christ, who said in the temple of God. What temple is that? Of God. Our Heavenly Father is a spirit, and they that worship Him, we're not interested in going back to a temple. Are you? Do you want a brick-mortar temple to worship Him in? What about Rome, the Vatican? We got temples built all around the world. Is Yahweh in them? No. Not in one of them. Yahweh dwelleth not in temples made by hand. That's why He's not in it. He don't dwell in temples made by hand. He's in your heart if you have Him. He's outside your heart, knocking on your door if you've denied Him. So, why are we sequencing the events all wrong? Because we've been deceived and led astray by the wicked angels who have come for that purpose together all of the unrighteous to persecute the righteous in a tribulation that the Christians are going to miss. I'm so sorry. You chicken little that want to even as much as miss the tribulation, you don't know what you're going to miss. You're going to miss an opportunity to glorify Yahweh. You're going to miss a chance to prove that you are trustworthy of Yahweh. Be faithful in tribulation, and you'll receive a crown of life. Yahweh's not wanting to rapture you out of the battle. He's wanting to put you in it. That's why He chose you as a soldier. Think He'd choose you as a soldier and command you to be His witnesses and fight the good fight of faith and then rapture you out, that you live up there in your mansion, and then decide to change the game again and bring you back to earth and let you live 1,000 years with Him here on the New Jerusalem. When Isaiah said, "There shall be a new heaven and a new earth." Now, both of those, the old heaven and the old earth, is going to pass away with a great noise. Instantly, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Be no more sea. You don't need the sun there. His face will be the light of the city. Praise God. Can you get this message? You understand what we're talking about? But then your elder brother, who overcome, who kept the faith, who went through the tribulation, he's a type. Noah's a type. These types and shadows, like Lot, he's a type. It was the wicked it was taken out of here. And I'm thankful. Praise Yahweh. Even so come, Yahweh. Deliver the righteous. Take the wicked out of here. move them out. Gather them together in bundles and burn them. We need a bonfire to build this world anew out of somebody that's a fireproof. Shadrach and Abednego, Meshach, all of those went through the fire, the tribulation. You'll go through it. You'll hear a voice behind you said, walk in. You're not going to hear a fluttering wing tearing you up and away to escape. You're going to hang right in here with the best of them and declare war on the devil. You're a soldier, an army of Yahweh. Yeah, they pierced him. They beat him, but he hung in there. Are you going to hang in? Well, come here. Remember our website, oneyahweh.com. We'll see you Friday night around the world, 11 o'clock on the Late Show. Yahweh bless you.